Next case.
The next case is case number 11543. The application of First State Sign. Located north, southwest Route 1, Coastal Highway, approximately 250 feet southeast of Sierra Avenue, 911 address of 19724 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach. With a tax map ID of District 334, Map 13, Parcel 319.02, requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the north and south yard setback requirement. This application and the record was left open on March 2nd, 2015 for a revised plan. We received on 3/31/15, and they were basically photographs, which I had to pass down because they're color and I couldn't reproduce.
Okay.
And this record was left open, so we can take testimony, I believe, Mr. Sharp, if necessary.
Hearing left open.
To explain the photographs.
Was for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit a revised sign showing the changes discussed. But I don't know that it was left open for additional testimony.
I just had it tabled.
Motion to Mr. Rickard, second of Mr. Hudson, carried unanimously. Leader case open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit a revised sign showing the changes discussed. And during the public hearing, it was based on the photographs and discussion by one of the opponents about a sign for one of the restaurants. Yeah,
we're open, and we left it open, right?
For that limited purpose.
Yeah, limited purpose.
We didn't leave it open for testimony.
Mr. Workman's got the photographs that show the changes.
And
the explanation.
The Jimmy sign, right?
Yes, yeah, for the Jimmy's Grill sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do know that
it was related to one other sign on the property.
Yeah.
The fellow that was here, his neighbor or the guy next to him?
I think he dropped it down.
He asked to drop it down so he
can see it.
Yeah.
I do know that there was also a change in the proposal that the revised schematic also noted that the applicant was seeking a lesser variance from the front yard, I believe. Reading that correctly, Mr. Lang, correct me if I'm wrong, that it was going to be further off of the road than previously sought.
Mr. McAllister was sworn in and testified to request special use exception for an off-premise sign, a variance of 20 feet from the 25.
No, Mr. Lang, I've got the minute. I'm looking at the letter
that
came in.
I passed it in.
I know the public testimony is closed, but if you want me to explain the letter, what I meant by that, I could make it easier.
Hearing good.
Yeah, I think the hearing's closed. You'd have to re-notice to reopen. But what was submitted with the schematic, reading it again here.
With the changes, Lawrence, that the applicant made. What are the variances? So the variance is the same, and he just changed the sign itself to locate the lower sign?
The purpose was that he could raise and reconfigure the LED portion of the sign to prevent any issues with the neighboring signs.
Right. Yep.
And that he could submit the revised drawing to show the changes, and the schematics, the photographs show the changes.
Right.
Well, basically inserted a sign into the picture.
Right, and the guy that was opposing, I forget
who that was. That was Jeffrey Jones.
Right, said he'd be fine with that if he did that. Is that correct?
Right, and he was representing his tenants who had one of the restaurants was the one.
So what kind of a variance are we looking at now?
Well, the variance for this location of the...
Is the same?
It's still the same.
Okay, all right.
Size for a variance of 20 feet from the 25 and a variance of 8.13 from the 20-foot side yard. And he was adjusting the height of the sign so it doesn't obstruct the vision of the other sign.
And he didn't exceed it, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Link, the way I'm reading that letter, and I'll quote, but also modify our request from a 5-foot front yard setback to a 10-foot front yard setback. So the way that I read that is that he is no longer seeking a 20-foot variance from the front 25-foot front yard setback, but instead is seeking a 15-foot variance from the front yard setback. So that is a lesser variance than was requested, so the board could consider that.
But he still needs the 8.3 from the side.
Yeah, I didn't see there was any change in that. I think the new schematic has the signage, if you compare it with the signage from the previous schematic, it is a different layout on the sign.
Okay.
And it looks like it's going to be moved off the road a little bit.
He dropped it down and moved it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that, based on what I'm seeing from the minutes, it looks like that was reflective of what the neighbor had said.
Yeah. He said he'd be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I came back with that.
That's right. Okay.
Hey.
You ready?
All right. Then I'm back, Mr. Mills.
John's still looking at it, isn't he?
I just got it.
I think I'll make a motion to county get a colored copier.
Oh gosh.
I got one up in Mapping.
Yeah.
Lawrence, I'm talking to you. They got a colored copier in Mapping.
They do.
Yeah.
How come you don't get one then?
It's not in the budget.
That's
right. I have to say about that then. If they can get one, you should.
That's what Mapping does. They do color printing.
No.
Well, black and white.
Aaron can too, but we can't. Yet.
Need it.
She can get it.
Jenny, you take care of that tomorrow. I'm sorry?
She's going to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. Oh, okay. Doesn't matter then. We'll have it the next time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on Mr. Mills to look at those pictures, and we'll...
He's just making me sit here.
Being last has its privileges.
Oh, dear, that. He said being last and good looking has its privileges.
I didn't say good looking.
I don't know about good looking. That's what he said.
Not
I don't
good
know.
Looking.
I'm just repeating. All right. There
I'm
go.
Good.
He's good. All right.
Is he good?
Yes, that's what he said. Should I be waiting on you?
John,
he needs that back.
He needs that back.
Oh, we're going to go back?
Yeah.
Okay, based on what I've seen here and the adjustment, it eliminates the opposition by moving that sign in the position that First State has. The standards for granting the variance portion of the application is, of course, there's uniqueness to that property, which has been determined by the applicant and also the board, myself, and a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that we afford relief. And as far as the special use exception, there certainly isn't, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. It's in a C1 district.
And Mr. Rickard, that's based on the revised schematic that's
yes,
been presented?
Yes, that's based on the revised schematic, okay? Did I state 15 foot in the front and 8.3 in the side?
Pardon?
Did I state that 15 foot in the front and 8.3 tenths on the side? Okay.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Okay.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,543.
God, we got rid of some.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for my reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,543 is approved. Hand it back to Lawrence, please.